But I got a couple of things I just need to say and do about us that the Lord put in the spirit. And we just go home. That's what he says. I got a couple of things, few things I need to do. And I need your undivided attention. I need you to go ahead and open your heart up and get your expectation up high as you can get it. Go ahead and pull on the Holy Ghost today. You want to say some things. He wants to reiterate some things. It's time for some things to change. It's time for the enemy to be exposed for who he is in every area that we can be whole like God created us to be. We have been made whole, but he wants us to receive and experience it. Hallelujah. 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 So, last week, and I trust it won't take long, but I'm just going to do what I'm told to do. I'm really not. I don't think I'm going to preach anything like that. Just got some things I need to say under unction of the Holy Ghost. Last week, I talked to you last Sunday about Jesus displayed the effect and the force of righteousness. And he did that at the tomb of Lazarus. And what he told me to do this morning, and like I said, I don't know how long or whatever, but I'm just going to do what I was told to do. Listen to these two scriptures. They just ringing real, real loud in my spirit. I can hear them. He said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. He said, this is Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know, every day we experience, especially if you have little or no growth or maturity in your heart with the Lord. In other words, if you're a baby or you haven't been taught much of the word, you don't know what the word says, you don't know what the promises that have been made, you find yourself being ashamed. You find yourself being quiet. Anybody here? Even in your own personal attack from the devil. But he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is who? Not what somebody's opinion, not somebody's theory, not somebody's philosophy, not someone's doctrine, but the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. It'll get you saved. That's the first and foremost. That's first and foremost to get born again. But the salvation, he's not talking about
just being born again, but to save you from anything and everything that affects your life. Anything. I don't care who you are. Everything. However it affects your life in a negative way, in a way that God said your life shouldn't be affected, the gospel is the power to set you free. That you have no condemnation. You are not inferior. You are not ashamed. You are bold as a lion and you roar. Hallelujah. So he said to everyone, I mean, to everyone, I mean, to everyone. Did he name any kind of color? How, what size you are? How old you are? Or how young? To everyone. Did he make a distinction between male and female? To everyone that believes. Whether you're highly educated in the secular world, or, you know, just in the natural, or where you have none at all, this gospel is for you. He said to the Jew first, because he came to his own, the Jews, that's the nationality or race of people that he was seed and born into, with a Jew. He was not a Gentile, so he came to the Jew because that's where he was born into. Came to his own people. They received him not. But he said, but as many as received him, to them gave him the power, gave them the power or the right to become who he is. So this gospel came to the Jew first, also the Greek. Amen.